Sympathy was to respect the feelings of another. Empathy was to actually share those feelings. Why would folks call any land Empathica? And why would this pleasant old man lie about it?
Tell me something, Joe Collins, Roland said. Aye, gunslinger, if I can.
Have you been right up to it? Laid your hand on the stone of it? The old man looked at first to see if Roland was joshing him. When he was sure that wasn't the case, he looked shocked.
No,
he said, and for the first time sounded as American as Susanna herself.
That picture's as close as I dared go. The edge of the rose field. I'm going to say 250 yards away.
What the robot had called 500 arcs of the wheel. Roland nodded.
And why not?
Because I thought to go closer might kill me. But I wouldn't be able to stop. The voices would draw me on, so I thought then, and so I do think, even today.
7. After dinner, surely the finest meal Susanna had had since being hijacked into this other world, and possibly the best in her entire life, the sore on her face burst wide open. It was Joe Collins's fault, in a way. But even later, when they had much to hold against the only inhabitant of Odd's Lane, she did not blame him for that. It was the last thing he would have wanted, surely. He served chicken, roasted to a turn, and especially tasty after all the venison. With it, Joe brought to table mashed potatoes with gravy, cranberry jelly sliced into thick red discs, green peas, only canned, say sorry, he told them, and a dish of little boiled onions bathing in sweet canned milk. There was also eggnog. Roland and Susanna drank it with childish greed, although both passed on the teensy piss of rum. Hoy had his own dinner. Joe fixed a plate of chicken and potatoes for him, and then set it on the floor by the stove. Hoy made quick work of it, and then lay in the doorway between the kitchen and the combination living room-dining room, licking his chops to get every taste of giblet gravy out of his whiskers, while watching the Humes with his ears up.